Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Now, the title of my podcast today is Stay One Step Ahead of the Devil. Stay one step ahead of the devil. I believe that understanding temptation and aggressively resisting it is the only way to stay one step ahead of the devil. Now, my scripture for today is James 1, the verse of 12, and I read, King James Version, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, he shall receive the crown of life. Hallelujah. To endure temptation means to go through trials without giving up, to outlast the devil. Enduring also means going through a time of temptation without letting it change our attitude or commitment. Jesus never treated people differently when he was being tempted. And when we have Christian maturity, we can follow His example. Jesus understands exactly what we are facing with temptation. Sometimes he asks us to face temptations so he can bring attention to the areas of weakness in our lives and help us overcome them. We all have things that we're struggling with. We all have things that we are weak at. We all have things that we don't want to do, but we find ourselves doing them. The only way you can have all that Jesus wants you to have is to be all that he wants you to be. And that maturity comes through trials. So it's okay to go through trials and tribulations because the scripture says that, it says, in this world we will face trials and tribulations, but we should rejoice. Why? Because God has overcome the world. So be determined to be patient and stand up on the temptation by the grace of God. I repeat that. Be determined to be patient and stand up on the temptation by the grace of God. It is not by power nor by might, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Grace is made available for us to overcome the things of this world, to overcome the things of the flesh. We can't do it, but the Holy Spirit that is in the inside of us can help us fight everything the enemy throws at us. It will put us one step ahead of the devil. It is important to ensure that we are always one step ahead of the enemy. Before he knocks, we have already scattered his plans. How do you make sure that happens? How do you make sure that before the enemy attacks you, you've already seen it and you have dealt with it? By having a relationship with God, reading his word, being a prayerful woman or man of God. When I say man of God, I'm talking about pastor. We are all men and women of God. We are all children of God who are endowed with power and authority, because he said he has given us the power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm us. So make sure you are always one step ahead of the devil. Because the Bible said he's very cunning. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. So before he attacks you to kill, to destroy, and to take away that which belongs to you, make sure you are one step ahead of the devil. So it is my prayer today that the Holy Spirit that is within us will help us during times of temptation so that we can be patient, so that we can stand strong and always stay one step ahead of the devil. And always stay one step ahead of the devil. It is possible. We can do it. Because in God, with God, and through God, all things are possible. It doesn't matter what you are faced with today. It doesn't matter how many battles you are fighting. It doesn't matter the trials and the tribulations that you are going through. In God, you can overcome all of them. God has never failed. Neither has he lost any battle. So if you surrender what you're going through to him, he will come through for you without any struggle. May God bless you. And remember, stay one step ahead of the devil. God bless you. Bye-bye.